Welcome to Tea and Conversations. I'm your host, Brian.
And I'm your host, Katanya. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, yep. We got a hot topic out today. Mm-hmm. Really, it was a heated, almost argument, slash maybe it was an argument.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it was an argument. Let's just keep it real. I'm planning this special event next weekend for the families at the place where I work. And we're actually taking a hike at Stone Mountain. It's not just a hike, but it's a hike and prayer. And Brian have an issue with that. And because of his issue, I felt like you were judging my position of, you know, actually going to do what I'm doing. And I didn't appreciate that. So,
okay. Well, I'm very passionate about justice. And let me just set the proper context so people can understand. Stone Mountain, Georgia, we live here in the Atlanta metro area. And Stone Mountain, Georgia has a history, racist history, actually, where the Ku Klux Klan was really established there. I have to get my history together on it, but I know they had a lot of their meetings when they first, back when they were first established, or I don't want to say that's exactly where they were established at, but I know they had a lot of meetings. Mm-hmm, okay. And that was one of their main go-to places. Mm-hmm. And then on the side of the mountain, they have Robert E. Lee, Robert E. Lee, a general in the Confederate, army. And for years, I did go to Stone Mountain. We lived in the area. I would bike on Stone Mountain actually every, for a couple of years, on my birthday, I would always go to the top of Stone Mountain and pray, kind of like my tradition. But we evolve. Mm-hmm. We change. Mm-hmm. And a big change for me, the pivotal point was 2016 when Kaepernick, kneeled. Mm-hmm. And it was just this shift I saw. And it kind of changed my perspective, because it was a lot of people that I was, a lot of people that I was, I would call friend, mm-hmm. or I thought that was friend. And as soon as that, Cap kneeled, and it's just, this whole vibe in America, people that I thought I was friends with, when I began to hear their perspectives and their views on race, ethnicity, and mm-hmm. discrimination. And it just, my perspective changed on a lot of things. And I was still cool with going to Stone Mountain, but until you brought up this event, and then I just started thinking about it. And I was like, look, and I gave you this example. And I know it's controversial, but it is what it is. I said, hypothetically speaking, if it was a Stone Mountain in Germany, mm-hmm. And let's just say that they, and on the side of that mountain, they commemorated Hitler. Mm-hmm. Like they had, they carved a picture of Hitler in the Third Reich. On this mountain in Germany, mm-hmm. how would the Jewish people view that? Would they even attend it? Or would that even be allowed in that country? Okay. So the thing with me is, when I look at Robert E. Lee, when I look at the Confederacy, I see them in the same space that I see Hitler, because mm-hmm. under Hitler's regime, he saw Jewish people as less than human. And under under the Confederacy, they all saw African-Americans or African people, the slaves, as less than human. Now, of course, when you get into details, yeah, it may be some, you know, some different, you know, details in how they administered that hate and that evil. But I see them in the same space. And, you know, when I look at that carving on the side of that mountain, you know the story, my history.
Yeah.
With my great, 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 great grandmother was a slave, dehumanized. I don't know her name because she was listed with the cattle. And when I see that image on the side of the mountain, it's like it's the oppressor, you know, that slave master, that evil that should be in, it should be in, to me, museums. But for me to go to that place and, you know, have recreation, and but yet this carving of this, you know, this oppressor of my people on the side of that mountain, I've just come to the conclusion that I'm not even comfortable going there anymore.
That's just me. I get where you're coming from, but this is the thing. You use the word recreation, right? So in your mind, and this is what I was trying to state earlier, is the fact that, and by no means, I completely get where you are. And be honest with you, that's where a lot of us are, right? But at the end of the day, the purpose of why this is taking place, this is just not a climb up the mountain and just kick it and pull out lunch bags and sit and, you know, fellowship. No, this is a prayer. And we're going to the mountain and we're going to pray. So the point of what we're doing is to pray for these things, to pray for these situations and all of the matters that we've encountered in this cruel and evil and sinful world that is sinful and broken, you know, because of the fall. I understand that. But when you just completely remove and detach, you know, the responsibilities that we have as believers, you know, we are to pray for our enemies. That don't mean pray mean that you need to continue to put yourselves in the, you know, vicinity or, you know, in that environment. I get that. But there is a time and a place, you know, I think that we as Christians have a place to be a part of something where we are calling out that wrong, where we are speaking out and praying for and being an example and bringing an awareness. So I hear what you're saying, but going to Stone Mountain and what I'm doing is not for the purpose of just hanging out and enjoyment. I'm going there for a reason.
Yeah. This just,
and I guess, now don't skip over what we were, where a lot of it happened, because I felt like what you were saying to me, when even you made that example, you know, about Hitler, I don't know, I guess what made me feel uncomfortable with the whole conversation we had this morning was the fact that it came off like you compromising.
It's a tough conversation. I'm gonna tell you why, because you have the freedom, you know, America, okay? You have the freedom to, you know, your First Amendment right to speak, say, long as you're not, you know, doing any violence or hurting anyone else, you have your perspective. And I think this is kind of like it's an impasse. It's like, because I'll say it this way, we just disagree.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So I would say I do apologize from the perspective of kind of saying, well, you a sellout. I didn't use those words. I don't think I did. Or did I?
You didn't use those words, but
right. But what I'm
the intensity and a passion of our conversation insinuated that's where you come from.
It's a disagreement. And I think sometimes we can have we can disagree, but we can still, like, how people say you may not, what's the thing they say, like you can you might disagree, but mm-hmm. we'll just agree to disagree.
Oh, agree to disagree.
I hear people say that often. But I think we can do it in a respectful manner. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think like when I look at the fundamental differences, like say for instance, the approach between like a Malcolm X and Dr. King. But you know, I know at first it was very, very heated between the two, and they felt, you know, Dr. King felt that Malcolm was being disrespectful and vice versa. But the thing is, I know that they came to a place where they were able to mm-hmm. sit down and talk, and they just had these maybe fundamental disagreements, but they realized that the end goal was the same. You see what I'm saying? And that end goal, of course, is for equality for the African-American community. So sometimes right. I think it's okay for us we just fundamentally disagree at the
core. I get what we fundamentally disagree, but my point is, if everybody thought like you, mm-hmm. if everybody felt like because I'm offended, or not necessarily offended, but this is the truth of what took place, mm-hmm. so I don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
If everybody thought like you, then how will we have people that could mm-hmm. take a stand and fight against it if we all run away mm-hmm. from it and disengage from it because mm-hmm. it's not right?
But I think where you missing me is that I'm not running away from it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be at that place.
Well,
we can stand out. We can go to church and pray.
Oh, but, so we want to talk about church.
Oh, well, no.
No,
well,
no.
I just use that for an example.
Right, because in the pillars of the church.
No. I just use the church.
There are some situations right. where you have people that's hiding behind.
I get it. I just use the church as
an
example.
Let's be real.
But my point is, my issue, don't get it twisted. I don't want to have anything to do with the fight. That's not what I'm saying, the fight mm-hmm. for equality for all people. My issue is that place, mm-hmm. doing it at that place mm-hmm. where that image is projected on that mountain.
I think it's a bold statement.
Yeah, I get it. But I just, my issue is not with the prayer, or, you know, my issue is with what that is, with the place, what that place projects, and that image on the side of that mountain. And it's been a lot going on, you know,
right.
With I have to even get a little bit more up to date with what's going on, because I know they've had some different organizations and who's over the mountain, and they kind of reached, I think, recently they've reached some type of compromise, and maybe we can come back and do a show and give more of the details, because I know that I saw mm-hmm. I read as well as saw on the news where it was some compromise or something okay. like that concerning, you know, I noticed even when they do the shows, you know, we used to go to the show on the side of the mountain, remember?
Yeah, the laser show,
put in the part with Dr. King and try to kind of, you know, bring some balance to it.
Right.
But that image, I just got an image with it. I got an image with that Confederate flag.
You mean an issue with
the... I have an issue with the image or the flag, Confederate flag, all of that, you know, with the carving on the side of the mountain. It commemorates and celebrates a ugly history, leaders in that history, that loss, that were enemies against America, you know, and they were literally about continuing slavery. And so I know it's a huge debate.
That is a long conversation.
And it's a very long conversation. Right. I get that. And I don't want to get into, you know, that aspect of it. It's just that when I see those images, it's a history that makes me very, very uncomfortable. And moving forward, again, you know, I did all that stuff there, you know, going to the snow mounds, going to this and that for years.
Which Zionist,
right? Yeah, it's going to be some drama. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we got a child that like to go and everything. And I'm still thinking all of this through.
Haven't like completely thrown it out the window.
I'm about at 90%. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then if 10% gives a little
hope.
Yeah,
but... I when the more I think on it, you know, I have to think some more on it. But I'm just very uncomfortable with it. And I
respect that. Yeah, I do. And I just didn't want you to disregard what I was planning to do.
I get praying for your enemy. Mm-hmm. I get all that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is a conversation that we would love to hear what your thoughts are. I messed that word up. That's okay. So we have a new email address and we would like to, you know, hear from you. So if you have any thoughts on this, or if there are some topics that you would like for us to talk about on Tea and Conversations, please let us know. You can email us at talk@TEA-AND-conversations.com.
Yep,
hit us up on that. And
that sounds confusing.
I mean, it does sound confusing, but
it's talk at
T, like spelling out T, T-E-A dash and A-N-D dash conversations.com. So,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Talk at T and conversations.com, but it's with the dashes.
The dashes after the T.
Yeah.
And
we'll put it also, you know, in the description.
Why do they do it that way?
Listen, don't ask questions that really don't need to be answered. But anyway, we thank you all for taking time out to hear us on TN Conversations. And this is a conversation that will continue to be had until all made right.
And
I
reality,
don't know when all will be made right.
Yeah. And I think it also, too, I think it's important to also, we don't always agree.
And no, we
I think,
don't.
In relationships, even I was telling you about that, I think that, you know, you stay, you know, we're a contrast. We have different perspectives on
You're
things.
Radical.
Yeah, well, you call it what you want. But we do. We just have different views on certain things. And I think that should be highlighted as well because, you know, being a contrast, having different views, you know, you should just do it respectfully. You know what I'm saying? And have your own perspectives. But then, you know, you can still, you know, love each other. And, you know.
But we got some serious conversations that's coming up.
You know, we got our issues.
Yeah, we do. We love each other, but we do. We go at it.
No relationship is perfect.
That's what marriage is, you know.
That's right. It's a work in progress.
It is a work in progress.
Now, that's one thing I love that I think it's Ruth Graham, Billy Graham, wife. Well, she passed. Well, you know, they're both gone now. But she said put on her tombstone,
end of construction. Yeah,
I think that's really dope because basically we all are a construction site.
Yeah.
You know, God is working on us. And then when we expire and leave this earth, then that's the end of construction. But until, you know what I'm saying, until you close your eyes permanently on this side, we're always, you know, a work in progress. So
that's right. Well, guys, enjoy your day. And thank you for joining us here on TN Conversations. All right, take care, guys.
God bless.